you know, all of this almost this witch hunt against men. Any man who looks crooked at a woman and now is held up for some sort of public ridicule as some sort of a rapist. And of course, the real answers, Mike, are lurking all about us. The real answers are obvious to you and me, right? And to most of our listeners, I'm sure they're obvious. The real answer to this stuff is a life of Christian virtue. If you practice Christian virtue, you don't have to worry about being accused of rape. Because you, I mean, unless somebody just lies, and of course people do lie, but you don't have to be worry about being accused of rape in one of these sort of borderline cases where, you know, she was drunk, did she really consent, you know, because you're not living like a barnyard animal pursuing sensual pleasure all the time.
See, right there. Okay. Let's focus on that point. I was making this point the other day. Okay. So those that are making the case against Brett Kavanaugh, and this could be anyone. We just use Brett Kavanaugh because he's in the news today. Make the argument, and this to me is what is just shows you just how. Now I'm going to make a little example here, and I'm going to demonstrate to you that the Catholic Church in the United States today has been absolutely and totally neutered. It's dead. It has no authority anymore, because if it did, then you'd have there would be no way that the accusations against the cradle-raised Catholic going to a Catholic school, boys' school, hanging out principally by his own admission with the girls who went to the with the young girl version of the Catholic school when they were in high school, and then going all the way through life here today as still being a professing Catholic. It is assumed, brother, school filled with, I'm not sure what Georgetown Preparatory covers. Let's say it covers eight grades preparatory school, class going, right? 7 through 12. That's about right, right? That's what a prep school would do. Is that
probably,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the Jesuit school in New Orleans, I believe, was 7 to 12.
Yeah. So let's go with 7 through 12, and let's just say that that's the years that they were covering. It's inconceivable here to me that if it was an actual Catholic school, and if the church were actually running it, and the Jesuits actually running it as a Catholic school, raising the next generation of faithful young Catholics, then it's inconceivable that those boys are even capable of what this woman alleges. Yet, in 2018, it just rolls off people's tongues. Well, of course they could have done it. They're young males.
Well, Mike, don't be naive. I graduated from Holy Cross in New Orleans in 1988. We had a Jesuit school that was our arch rival, the Jesuit Blue Jays. We were the Holy Cross Tigers.
Right.
There were guys. Now it was I went to a nominally Catholic school, and they're all nominally Catholic schools in the 1980s. All of them. All of the big Catholic high schools in New Orleans are all nominally Catholic because of the garbage that they were teaching in the classrooms, and I mean every single one of them. And I had guys in my classroom in my school, and I'm sure Jesuit was no different, who were absolute sexual deviants, moral reprobates. I'd hear on Monday mornings about their escapades over the weekend. The fact that they went to Catholic school meant almost nothing.
Well, that's
seriously.
That's part of my point. But you said animals. What separates those high school boys and what separates us from animals is that when mating season is on, we don't walk around and look for whoever is available and do the deed. There's a reason why we're humans and they're cow. They're bovine. There's a reason why we're human and they're not. And the fact that there is no remaining moral authority whatsoever for the Catholic Church to bring to bear against this, and for Brett Kavanaugh to even bring to bear saying, well, look, I was raised Catholic, and this is beyond anything that I can even imagine, et cetera, et cetera.